Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The Bert Show.
So CBS 46 here. I mean, they are pretty much going to confirm what I think everybody is a little bit insecure about.
Yes.
When you go to get your car fixed, right? How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in.
I am curious, too, about this report on if there's gender bias or if this applies to everybody.
You know, that's such a good question. We were kind of wondering what happens. Everybody wonders. You take your car in and it's, you know, they take it back to the back of the shop and you wonder what the mechanic is doing under the hood, especially some of us women. I mean, I know I'm that way. I have no idea. My car goes kaput. I don't know what's wrong with it. Mm-hmm. So we rigged a car up that was perfectly fine with hidden cameras, three different hidden cameras on the hood, underneath, and took it in to see what kind of repairs they would suggest, what kind of work they would do, and what kind of work they didn't do that they charged us for.
Really? So nothing's wrong with the car. It's like a perfectly running, normal car. Nothing, no oil change, nothing.
We go in saying we'd like an oil change,
okay,
and then see what they upsold us to. And we went into 10 Metro Atlanta repair shops, and five of them overcharged us.
50%.
Wow.
That means 50% of the places you're going to go to are going to upcharge you when you go to get your car fixed.
We knew it. That is scary, man.
Yeah. That is really, really
that
scary.
That is really frightening. And are they all the same company? Are they all different companies?
No, we went to Jiffy Lubes. We went to Express Lubes. We went to some mom and pop stores, a Goodyear store. I mean, we kind of went across the board to say, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. And to me, I was pretty shocked. The Governor's Office of Consumer Affairs says car repairs are the number one complaint that they get. People saying that things were done wrong or weren't done. And I mean, we've just confirmed why that happened. It was just absolutely amazing to have the cameras to show what these people were saying they were doing and just watching them not do the work and charge us for it.
They're so convincing in some cases, not the ones that don't do the work, but I'll specifically call myself out at Jiffy Lube. I'd just go in there for just, you know, one thing, and they would end up bringing out like the air filters and showing me this that
it's
was corroded and
filter.
That's corroded.
Yeah. Isn't it always the air filter?
Yeah.
Very
like,
few
didn't
times.
I just do that?
And
right.
We don't know cars well enough to know, well, maybe my air filter needs change. You know,
and
every
that's
time
the
they, yeah, they tell me something, it's like, oh, well, maybe, yeah, no, I haven't done that. And however many years they tell me I haven't done it. So maybe, you know, and I'm trusting
right.
them.
It's
well,
the same thing, too, with like big appliances at your house, like your air conditioner, your furnace, or something like that.
I don't
They're
know.
Like, yeah, I think the problem's with your compressor. I'm like, I know, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because they know that you have no clue on how it's put together, you know?
I was going to get some duct tape and fix it, but I figured I'll let you do it.
Well, one of the other things that we're going to show you guys tonight at 11 on CBS Atlanta News is some of the fear tactics that these people used. I mean, people who said, your transmission's going to conk if you don't get this done. I mean, just, you know, basically leaving us to believe that we'd be stranded on the side of the road if we didn't get these things done. One of the places actually tried to charge us over $1,100 for repairs that they said that we needed that we absolutely did not need.
Wow.
I mean, it's just amazing the kind of stuff that we watched happen, we caught on hidden camera, and then we go back tomorrow night at 11 and confront these guys about what's happening with the overcharges.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Go get him, Jared. Go get him.
We love that stuff.
Well, so, I mean, at the end of the day, though, I mean, you really have to take some responsibility on for yourself. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, and I'm guilty as anybody, if you don't know, then you are opening yourselves up to getting taken advantage of.
But let's talk to the women in here. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I literally just took my car into one repair shop and they were fixing some air thing and it turns out it was the transmission.
It's totally cool to the guys about that too in here.
I do think that's a misconception. I do think a lot of guys nowadays have no clue about cars either. You know?
I think so too.
And I think that it just also shows on the other end, I agree with Bert, that it is our responsibility to know what product we have. And the number one thing we use every day is our cars. Some of us who, not a cast. And but I think that it also shows mechanics, look, if you were a trustworthy mechanic, think about the loyal following mm-hmm. you would have by people mm-hmm. because that is one of our number one fears.
Well,
you know?
Absolutely. And that's the advice that we got and that we're going to give people in terms of how to protect yourself. The number one thing they say is find a mechanic you trust and keep going back to that mechanic. Mm-hmm. And that's really the best way that you can protect yourself. Because, you know, we can't know. Cars are so complicated these days. It is just kind of, you know, I mean, you're looking at it going, I don't know what's wrong with it. Right. I can't, on my car, I can't even tell where the oil is or the coolant is. I mean, I'm that clueless. So,
did you guys explore the question of, is it the owners of the shops or is it the employees of the shops that are the most likely to overcharge you or tell you need something you don't? Because I'm always curious if it's the employer maybe giving a kickback to the employee who upsells the customers on stuff they don't need.
Absolutely. The impression that we got was that these guys somehow do get some sort of bonus off of selling you more things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we watch people saying, you know, hey, you got that, you know, boss, when they were selling us different things. And one of the places we went to, they actually make their employees sign something that says that they won't do those upsells, but we still caught them doing the upsells, and now those really? Employees are suspended after doing that. But the bottom line is the economy is bad. A lot of us are not going in. We're not taking our cars in to get repaired as much as we may have in the past. We're cutting corners, and so are they when mm-hmm. it comes to your car, and we catch them cutting those corners.
And this is happening on CBS Atlanta tonight, 11 o'clock.
That's right.
And do you specifically call out which places passed and which ones did not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're going to let you know which ones. There were certain places, all they did was the oil change. And then there were the other places that tried to give us, you know, a couple $100 or $1,000 or more in repair work. And we're going to list who did the work, who didn't do the work. I mean, and the worst case where they said they were doing stuff and they just didn't do the work at all and they charged us anyway. Wow.
Do you give these places that aren't going to pass tonight, do you give them a heads up or will they find out tonight?
Oh,
I
go knocking on their door with a camera. Okay. I mean, they know what's going on. They're sticking hands, you know, in the camera, you know, oh, don't put me on camera, you know. So we've got them on camera responding to these allegations. And we've got some people who responded being kind of arrogant, saying we did the work and we've got the hidden camera footage to show they didn't.
That's awesome.
This could be an entire series. Seriously, roofers, air conditioner, air conditioning.
Computer repairmen, especially for you. You put that Geek Squad kid through college.
I think they're putting viruses on my computer when they get there.
That guy's like, oh, Bert called again. Give me something I can hide in his computer.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good. I actually tested this same theory, you know, what y'all are doing right there, and I went to a Just Brakes and got an oil change. And also got my brakes done, and I sat there and watched him do it, so, you know, everything was cool about that. And then later on, I went to a Tires Plus, and they said I needed brakes.
And you just had them done.
Wow.
That's funny.
And
did it to a guy.
There is scam artists out there.
And did it to a guy, so it's not just a male-female. I do also want to ask, included in the study were dealers, you know, because I think a lot of people who own a certain brand of car will take that brand into their dealerships. Were they a part of this testing?
You know, we didn't. We took it into quick lube type places, you know, just the quick in and out oil change places. But when we talked to the guy at the Governor's Office of Consumer Affairs, he says he thinks that they're doing it at dealers too these days.
Really?
So,
really?
And you know, one of the things that we're going to do, this guy had a really interesting point, was we would get one thing done at one place and we'd go back to the next place and they'd do the same thing. And we'd go back to the next place. Mm-mm. And they do the same thing. So we're going to identify what the most common upsells were that were given to us as well. Mm-hmm. So people can kind of keep an eye out for, you know, what kind of things they might be getting upsold.
You should also market little cameras to put in the hood.
Yeah.
They don't really, they don't have to legitimately work.
Little nanny cams or little hood cams.
They can just carry me in their pocket when they go in. You know?
It's CBS Atlanta tonight at 11 o'clock. Hey, Mike, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good, thank you.
Okay, like she said, like, you know, because I work at a dealership, mm-hmm. and some people there are good people, and, like, if you find someone that works on your car good, then you want to keep them. But, I mean, like, some of the other people that I work with, like, say you do some of the flushes or the transmission and stuff, a lot of the time, all the really high-priced chemicals that you're paying for, they don't even use. They just use cheaper stuff. So, and it's just, I mean, yeah, it's pretty messed up.
What is the benefit for the mechanics that work at the dealership to do that?
Well, I mean, I honestly, I don't really know. Like, I mean, sometimes they just keep the chemicals and put them in their personal car. Or, I mean, they just do different things. I mean, or half the time, they just don't even do nothing with them. They just let them sit there.
Okay, this makes sense to me. This is a little bit like the same question we asked of the bartenders a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit of the bartender for putting the Well vodka in your drink instead of the Grey Goose or the Kettle One? And the answer there was they take the Kettle One bottle home with them. Mm-hmm. And it's the same here with the mechanic is what he's saying, is that they say they're putting the high-quality chemicals in your car, but they're not, and they're taking those, and they're using them for their own personal vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Well, this is going to be good TV tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and stay tuned tomorrow night at 11 when we go do those confrontations with these stores. I mean, it's just always fun to see the way that these people react. If nothing else, we're calling them out on the spot, and we are getting things changed. We got some employees suspended who were trying to rip you off, and, you know, we're out there trying to protect you, help save you money, so, you know.
Are they like the Chinese restaurants that Adam Murphy goes after, who just all of a sudden don't speak English?
No, unfortunately, they couldn't use that excuse.
Oh,
it's Wendy Salzman from CBS Atlanta, and thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming on in.
And thanks for doing the study.
Yeah, and we'll probably end up running the audio from TV last night tomorrow morning also.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.